Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Suwannee River Water Management District has voted unanimously to approve a permit allowing the Seven Springs Water Company to pump nearly 1 million gallons of water per day from Ginny Springs to a nearby Nestle bottling plant. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports today's vote came after 4 hours of public comment calling for the permit to be denied.
The public's interest was as clear as the water in the springs the companies want to pump from. Do not approve this permit. Only 4 of the nearly 50 speakers supported the permit. Everything else was impassioned pleas to stop. Some came from homeowners along the Santa Fe River, which the springs feed into. Some came from scientists like Gainesville resident Chip Deutsch.
I see no other logical conclusion than to deny this permit request.
A study by the Florida Springs Institute gave Ginny Springs a poor rating, saying the water flow was too low and nitrate levels were too high. In 2015, state managers found the flow to be beneath a level that's sustainable. There were about 19,000 emails and a petition with 400,000 signatures asking to deny the permit. Under the district's purview, it can take into account public interest in awarding permits. But the district's attorney, Tom Reeves, said that argument might not have teeth.
The fact that the legislature used the term public interest does not give you any sort of a broad brush stroke that you could say, well, we find generalized concepts of public interest with mandate denying this permit.
Essentially, Reeves said, the district's hands were tied. In March of 2019, Seven Springs, the same company that owns the land around Ginny Springs, applied to renew a permit to pump about 1.2 million gallons of water per day from Ginny. They've had the permit since 1998, and while they occasionally have gone over the daily allotment, the norm is that it's under. But as Mike Roth of Our Santa Fe River pointed out in a Zoom conference after the decision, Nestle is planning on upping its production by 2025 and grabbing the max daily allotments.
Nestle now plans to ramp up production to the full amount of the permit, eventually having the capacity to produce 6,000 plastic bottles full of spring water every minute.
Seven Springs holds the permit but sells the water to Nestle. The district initially denied the permit, but Seven Springs petitioned Florida's administrative law courts. A judge there ruled in favor of Seven Springs, but reduced the daily allotment to just under 1 million gallons a day and said Seven Springs can only pump to the plant. Tankering the water could result in disciplinary action and the removal of permits. The recommendation from the judge was mostly procedural, Reeves said. It didn't leave much leeway for the district to deny the permit. But the district issued the permit under protest, setting up the option for an appeal. Some county governments weighed in as well. Gilchrist said they'd go the way of the board, but Alachua strongly opposed.
We respectfully request that you declare a temporary moratorium on issuing consumptive use permits in the basin and direct your staff to initiate a statewide process with lawmakers and stakeholders to reevaluate the permitting criteria.
Aside from the permitting process limiting decision-making powers, State Representative Anna Escamani said there's also a transparency issue.
It's a public good, and yet it is pumped by private companies with very little consequences. And then we pay the damaging cost of water restoration projects and trying to revitalize the Santa Fe River and other waterways. It does not make sense, and it is dangerous long-term to operate like this.
Aside from a $115 permitting fee, Florida gets no money for the water. Legislators like Escamani want that changed, and bills are headed to the state house to do just that. One solution? Make companies pay for the water. At 1 cent per gallon, this permit would cost about $4 million, but legislators want water priced around 12.5 cents per gallon. A cost that could either give Florida the funds to bolster infrastructure and natural resources, or price corporations out of the springs. Our Santa Fe River, one of the groups leading the fight against pumping Ginny Springs, said it plans to continue fighting the permit. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
COVID-19 vaccine makers tell Congress to expect a big jump in the delivery of doses over the coming month. At a hearing today, the companies insisted that they will be able to provide enough vaccine for most Americans by summer. By the end of March, Pfizer and Moderna expect to have provided the U.S. government with a total of 220 million vaccine doses. That's up from the roughly 75 million shipped so far. That's not counting a third vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. It's expected to get a green light from regulators soon. The Miami Herald is reporting that the Homestead Detention Center for Unaccompanied Migrant Teenagers will reopen under Joe Biden's administration. Two Department of Homeland Security officials told the paper the controversial facility will reopen soon. Here's the weather. Tonight, clear with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with afternoon highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.